Welcome to the Body Breakthrough Masterclass. My name is Ted Rice, and I'm going to be your host for today's class. And we're going to be covering the five shifts to transforming your health and body three times faster than traditional programs. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about myself up front or asking you where you're from. I just want to respect your time as well as respecting mine and dive right into content that you can use right away to start getting better results with your health and fitness. Sound good? So let's dive into it. And the first thing we need to cover is who this is for, because I put this together with a certain person in mind. And if you're not this person, if you don't resonate with what I'm about to say, then no need to be here. Time is valuable. Go log off and do whatever it is that you've got to do. However, if you're a business owner, senior executive, entrepreneur, or other high-performing woman who's been prioritizing other areas of life. In other words, you've been putting other things ahead of your health, and you're now looking to get your health back by building a stronger, thinner, and leaner body. You are in the right place, because in the next 45 minutes, I'm going to show you how to lose 15 to 30 pounds of unwanted body fat and keep it off without doing any of those quick fix, brand name, gimmicky things that just don't work for the long term. And you're going to learn how to go from being out of shape to the best shape of your life in your 40s, 50s, or even 60s while still having a great life, growing your career, being a great mom, and keeping the spark alive in your relationship. Yes, it's possible to do all this. And how to get your lean, sexy body even if you're tired of being a superwoman and feeling hopeless that you'll ever be able to have it all. And how to get down to the 20% body fat level or even lower in the next 6 months, even if you've never been that lean in your life and you feel like something's holding you back, like your age, metabolism, hormones, premenopause, postmenopause. None of those things are what's really holding you back. We're going to dive into that today. And how to finally get out of your own way and take action, even if that little gremlin voice inside your head keeps sabotaging you. And how to do all of this without any gimmicks, cutting carbs, giving up your favorite foods, and endless hours of exercise. Look, none of that stuff. I mean, some of it can work, but we're talking about what are the things that the shifts that you can make that work and work for good. And that's my promise to you. Today, you're going to learn a powerful step-by-step formula to getting the body that you always wanted and finally keeping it. In case you've lost weight in the past and you gained it back, you're going to finally learn how to keep it. And another thing I want to say is I'm not going to sell anything on this masterclass. There's not going to be a button to pop up where you got to buy something, or whatever, you don't have to buy it, but I'm not going to sell anything. There's going to be no exchange of money or even thing that you can do to pay me on this masterclass. That said, for those of you who resonate with the information that I'm going to share with you, I have a cool invitation for you at the end. So make sure you watch this all the way through if you're feeling a connection with what I'm sharing. Before we jump into the shifts, I want to check in with you to make sure I understand where you are. So are you always juggling between your career and family in the hopes that one day you can be consistent with your health and fitness, but that day never seems to come and you keep having to choose between your health and other priorities? And you turn down invitations to social gatherings like reunions, outdoor activities, hanging out at the pool, meeting other parents, or maybe even taking your kids to play dates because you don't feel confident in your own skin. And you lie next to your partner, but you're too exhausted to rekindle the passion you used to feel. Or maybe you're single and or divorced and refuse to go out with anyone because you're so unhappy and embarrassed by the way you look. And this isn't me saying this. This is what so many women have told me after working with hundreds of women. And you see other women your age with an amazing body full of energy, crushing it in life. And you're like, how do they do it? They must have something special, gene special, something going on. And that's not the case. And have you tried every beach body workout, bar classes, Orange Theory, Barry's Bootcamp, cleanses, Weight Watchers, the HCG diet, the South Beach diet, and more? Yet you still didn't see the results you want. And it's led to this feeling like maybe there's something wrong with me. Maybe it's my metabolism, age, maybe something special. Maybe my metabolism's damaged. Have you ever said anything like that? And do you feel like you eat when you're stressed, anxious, frustrated, or bored, and you want to change your relationship with food for the better? And do you feel like you're trying to make progress in this area, but there's just an invisible ceiling? Like you can't see it, but you just feel like you keep running into some obstacle and you just can't get beyond it. And not only is this happening in your health, but maybe it's happening in your life. Well, I've got great news for you. There is no invisible ceiling. It's not your age, slow metabolism, genes, toxins in the environment, electromagnetic radiation from your cell phone. None of that stuff is true. The real problem here is that you haven't made what I call the shifts. And once you make these shifts, every week, all that unwanted body fat you've been trying to get rid of for years will melt off your body faster than you thought was possible. You'll go to the gym and know exactly what to do to create and maintain your dream body. No more confusion about should I do, you know, Pilates or yoga, or Tracy Anderson says not to lift over 3 pounds because it makes your muscles bulky, or anything like that. And from breakfast to dinner, you'll know exactly which foods to eat and how much to eat for your body type and lifestyle. Imagine that. Imagine knowing exactly what to do and do all of this while developing self-awareness about you, your choices, and your habits at a very deep level. And imagine finally understanding how to navigate through social gatherings, holidays, business trips, challenging times, and never get stuck again when life gets hectic. In other words, that situation that you have to leave for 2 weeks to handle an emergency for work, you'll know what to do. And you'll stay on track as best as you can. Or when dad gets sick and he's in the hospital. Listen, I have an aging father. We all have the same things going on. But the people who make the shift that I'm going to share with you, they learn how to deal with them in a much better way. Imagine waking up full of energy and actually enjoying getting dressed in the morning because you like the way you look and you feel great. And imagine walking into the office, radiating confidence with every woman wondering, what is she doing? Because I want some of that. Imagine that. That's what's possible once you make these shifts. And listen, I know you're skeptical. I know you've been on a bunch of other masterclasses, podcasts, blog posts, diet books. You've done it all. I get it. And I want to tell you I understand. And I also want to share a little bit about who I am so you know where I'm coming from and why you should probably listen to me. So I'm not an internet marketer. I don't have a business degree or marketing degree. I studied biology. I wanted to become a medical doctor until I realized, thankfully, that giving people medications for lifestyle issues was not something that was going to make me happy. And I have been working with hundreds of women from all ages and backgrounds in person and online for the past 20 years. This is not just a job or a career for me. It's what I wake up excited to do every morning. It is my why, if you will. And I've trained celebrities like Robert Downey Jr. when he was getting ready for Iron Man, his first Iron Man. I trained Sir Richard Branson and his wife Joan at their condominium in Miami Beach. I trained Ricky Martin for the better part of a year when he was living in Miami Beach before he moved. And I've worked with dozens of CEOs and multi-million-dollar companies from around the world. And whether you know that I'm not trying to impress you, but impress upon you that I've worked with people who could afford to work with anybody, but they chose to work with me. And it's not because I'm so special, it's because how hard I work to figure out what does work. And my specialty is really creating systems that fit into an individual's life. Okay, we're all super busy. You're a high achiever. That's why you're here. High achievers are the ones who come and watch webinars like this. The other people who aren't high achievers, they're off doing something else. So I create a system for you that makes losing fat doable and easy to follow. I've also guided hundreds of women to their dream body so they can finally feel great in those skinny jeans and have more energy to spend with their loved ones and live an extraordinary life. Now, you know, the skinny jeans thing, look, maybe you're It sounds silly, but when women tell me, I can't believe I just put on clothes that I haven't worn in 2 years and they're fitting better than 2 years ago and I've only been in your program 4 weeks. That's something that someone told me recently. It lights me up inside because even though it seems like a superficial thing, it's the foundation for living a better life, taking care of ourselves and feeling good about who we are and what we do. And I want to tell you a little bit about how I discovered these shifts. So I've been in this business, as I've told you, for nearly 20 years, almost 21 years now. And about halfway in my career, I realized something was up. Half the people, there were basically two types of people. Half of my clients would get amazing results, transform their bodies, transform their lives, just became amazing, better versions of themselves. Then the other half would, it's better that they were working out than sitting on the couch and not doing anything, but really just constantly struggled. And a lot of times ended up giving up because they didn't see the results. And it really frustrated me. And not only was this my case, but all I started talking to the coaches and other personal trainers, dietitians, nutritionists, health coaches, they were all having the same situation. And I started wondering, well, the successful people, what is it that they're doing that leads to this transformation? Is it genetic? Is it, these are just different types of people? And what I found was it's none of the things that you would think. It's not genes. It's not being born special. It's none of those things. Okay. What I found was that, and I went through this particular, I went through this process on my own. I'm going to show you pictures of me on the next slide, but I was lean in my 20s, thought I understood it all, knew it all. I got fat in my 30s. It really made me question. I was like, but I know so much, but I'm fat. Why can't I get results? I really struggled to lose fat and it frustrated me. And I came up with all these reasons, gut dysbiosis, hormones, you know, you name it. I used it as an excuse. I thought maybe I damaged my metabolism. But once I realized that a lot of what I thought I knew was incorrect or outdated, I got lean again in my 40s. And this is what happened. So picture on the left is me in my 20s. That's a face that's like, yeah, I really know a lot here. Where I kind of, to my credit, I did know a lot for the time, but I really didn't know as much as I thought, right? Not nearly as much, like most of us in our 20s, overconfident. And then in my 30s, I got fat. I was unhappy with my life. I was unhappy with my body. I started having these medical issues, high blood pressure, high blood sugar, cholesterol levels out of whack. My estrogen levels were higher. My testosterone levels were okay. And I was like, oh, maybe that's it. And when I finally made the shifts that I'm going to share with you, this is me recently. I lost the fat. It wasn't any of those things that I thought. And it's not just for me as a man. It's the same is true for a woman as well. It's really about following these shifts that I'm going to be sharing with you. And once you start to follow these shifts, you're going to see some amazing results. And what I learned were there are five simple shifts that you've got to do to transform your health, transform your body, and to keep it. And that's what I'm going to share with you. So let's jump into it. The biggest lie in health and fitness. Have you ever heard that fat loss is 80% nutrition and 20% exercise? Well, that's kind of a lie. And let me tell you something. This is something that the weight loss industry doesn't want to talk about. They don't want to let you know. And it's not even that they don't want you. Some of people don't want you to fix it because if you don't fix it, if you don't realize this, what I'm about to share with you, you'll keep buying a product, losing weight, then gaining the weight back, buying another product, buying diet books. Diet books are big money, as are diet supplements. I mean, it's huge money. And if you fixed it once and for all, you'd never buy a diet book again. You'd never buy a supplement again. You know, that's just not the way to get results. Now, then there's some of us like me. I didn't understand this when I first started in this industry, but that's what you're up against. But today I'm going to share with you this thing that nobody ever talks about. People don't lose weight and maintain it. So you may struggle with losing weight. That means you don't have the right strategies. But even when people do successfully lose weight, here's a study. This isn't a guru or a blog post or anything like that. This is a study from the International Journal of Obesity and Related Metabolic Disorders. And what they found was out of 854 people aged 20 to 45, everyone lost weight, but half of them, actually more than half, 53% of them gained the weight back within the first year. And then only 25% kept the weight off over a three-year period. And once we got beyond that, only 5% of people lost and maintained weight successfully. Think about that. What am I saying here? That means 95% of what you're trying is going to fail. If you're following something right now, the cabbage soup diet, the keto, the intermittent fasting, the Atkins, the whatever it is, the juice cleanses, they all fail eventually. And this is something that really made me think about things, because the research shows we don't have a weight loss problem. All right. Again, if you're not getting results, then your strategies are wrong. But even when the strategy, like someone figures out something that works for them, people gain the weight back even multiple times, do it over and over again. That's how yo-yo dieting exists. And I asked myself, why is this happening? I really wanted to know, and I was really frustrated. And I only figured this out just a few years ago. And so here's the situation. So simple. When we're anxious, stressed, frustrated, bored, overwhelmed, or unhappy, we numb ourselves. And we numb ourselves with food because we think that if we're busy enough or eat enough or drink enough or exercise enough or watch enough TV, that we'll escape the problems that are really bothering us, but we're not taking action on. And the real truth, though, is that you can eat all the Krispy Kreme donuts or pizza or French fries or potato chips that you want. You can drink all the wine coolers or Merlot or Bordeaux and go shopping and buy the Chanel purses and watch all the TV series. But in the end, you still have these problems that you know you need to step up and deal with, but you just don't want to. So you try to numb your emotions instead. In other words, you're using food and other things to fix things that food can't fix. That's why nutrition and exercise are not enough on their own. You must be willing to shift your mindset and approach the things in your life and step up and deal with the things in your life that are causing you to numb yourself if you never want to go backwards again. And without doing this, you're going to be a person who fails and gains the weight back and probably repeats the pattern many times in your life. And that's also why people who work so hard in the gym and they're crazy with their nutrition all week long, but then they binge eat or binge watch TV or drink too much over the weekend, they don't get results and they sabotage their progress. And that leads to shame and guilt. Why do I always do this? Why am I doing this? What's wrong with me? Why can't I control myself? And it leads to things sayings like Mondays are for starting over. And the truth is none of those fixes will fix that problem for you. You must step up and deal with the underlying issue. Now, I don't have time to go into all that because that's what I do in my coaching programs. And it's quite in depth what I do. It takes more time than I can spend in a few minutes on a masterclass. But I can ask you this question. What area or areas of your life are you stuck or unhappy with? Is it your relationships, your work, your lack of hobbies, your lack of real connections in life? Are you suffering with toxic shame? What's driving you to overeat or drink too much or keep yourself crazy busy so you don't have time to feel the negative feelings and take action on them? Because if you're tired of being stuck in this cycle, you've got to make a commitment to choose courage over comfort and face the challenges in your life that are keeping you stuck. And once you do this, that's when magic happens, okay? And that's what I want for you. And that's what I help all my clients achieve in my group and one-on-one coaching programs. And here's an example. This is Deanne. She's 54, so her age isn't working for her. She's not in her 20s. She's postmenopausal. And she put on 30 pounds. She wasn't happy in her job and with herself. And she was doing things to get better results. She was doing intermittent fasting and keto. But you can see from the results in her pictures, just, not what she was looking for. And it was really getting to her and affecting her confidence. And I told her, listen, we can fix this, but you've got to step up and deal with the things that you're not dealing with. So I put her on a custom workout and nutrition program, but I also helped her take steps in her life so she wouldn't need to numb anymore. And she fully committed to the plan, and you can see what happened next. Now, listen, her age isn't helping her. Her hormones weren't helping her. They were working against her, but still she was able to get results. And this is what I not only preach, but this is what I show you how to do in my coaching programs. And Deanne lost 29 pounds of fat, built lean muscle, is at her lowest body fat percentage that she's been in a long time. And she's living life on a whole new level now. Now, this is what's possible when you step up and deal with what you're struggling with. And this is the first shift that I want to share with you. Now let's move on to shift number two, which is use the secret weapon. And you're probably wondering, what exactly is that? Well, let me ask you this. What would you do if your daughter, nephew, or just someone you love came to you and said, I don't know why, but I never have any money. And I feel like I'm not spending that much. But for some reason, at the end of the month, I just have no money left. What would you tell them? Well, I would, and I'm sure you would say, well, listen, let's review your bank and credit card statements and let's review what you make every month. Then we're going to put you on a budget and you got to stick to the budget. Well, the same is true for nutrition. Just like we think we know what we're spending, but we find ourselves in debt, we eat more than we think and or we make poor food choices and end up fat. And just like your family member or friend who has no money and thinks credit card companies or banks are making mistakes on the statements, which, you know, I've done that personally. I got my I'm like, I didn't spend that much money. And then you look, you're like, oh, I forgot about those things. And then we blame our age or slow metabolism, hormones, genes, and a dozen other things instead of the truth. And the truth is that we eat more than we think. And this is where I start people starting to track their nutrition. And this is what happens. Oh, I swear I hardly eat anything and I just can't lose fat. And then after tracking, they're like, how the hell am I eating this much? It's crazy, right? And why does this happen? Because our stomachs don't count calories. Our memories aren't good at remembering how much we've eaten. And if we're stressed or sleep deprived, we have even more cravings and hunger than normal. On top of that, we only feel full after 20 minutes of eating. So it takes 20 minutes for your gut to send a message to your brain to say, hey, you're full. Have you ever eaten a lot of food, maybe at a buffet, and you felt fine, but maybe 5 or 10, 15, 20 minutes later, your stomach is aching? Well, how come it didn't ache right away after you ate that last piece of whatever you were eating? Well, that's because it takes time for your stomach to register how full it is, or for your brain to realize how full your stomach is actually how it works. But when you understand the rules of nutrition, you can eat something like this. You saw my picture, my photo of how lean I am. I'm that lean. I'm actually even a little bit leaner. And I eat things like this on a regular basis. And you can too. But you have to keep track of you've got to understand nutrition experientially. It can't be a thing where like, well, I eat healthy broccoli and I eat healthy acai bowls and, you know, broccoli sprouts and kale. It goes beyond that. You need to know how much you're eating, and not keeping track of it, even if you're eating healthy, is the number one reason why people struggle with this. Because maybe you're not having honey toast, but maybe you're drinking drinks, frappuccinos, wine, beer, and it adds calories you don't even realize. In fact, I had a client who was struggling with weight loss and he was following the plan 100% when it comes to nutrition. And he said, I'm doing everything right. And this was a very successful businessman who owned multiple companies, very high net worth. And so I knew he was being straight with me. And then I said, well, what are you drinking? And then we figured out he was having all these extra calories from drinking wine. And once we fixed that, he started getting results. And in my coaching programs, this is what I teach you how to do. I use special tracking software and targeted goals and nutrition strategies, and I help people get results fast. But the reality is you don't need anything that fancy. You can start today by recording what you eat and keeping a food journal and using a tracking app. Because this is the best way to develop an awareness about what you're actually doing, just like how we put you on a budget and review what you're spending and what you're making. And just like a budget, you have a certain amount of food you can eat. And if you overeat, even with healthy food, and this is one of the biggest complaints, I eat salmon, I'm eating steamed broccoli, and I'm still getting fat, I don't understand. If you overeat even healthy food, you won't lose weight. And this is very, very hard for people to grasp. However, if you stay within your budget, you can eat the honey toast and the flourless chocolate cakes. That's one of my favorites. Coconut ice cream is another one I love. And you can still get results and look great. But to really develop this skill, it takes work and it takes being accurately at tracking accurately. And you got to do it for enough time to where you learn, okay, so this is what's happening. This is how much I'm eating. So here's an example of someone who went through this process. This is Todd, 46 years old, and he gained nearly 100 pounds, even though he was exercising regularly, eating well most of the time, and thinking, you know, I don't really eat that much. I don't know what the problem is. And once I started interviewing him, it was clear he was eating a couple donuts here and there. He was eating in front of his computer. He was eating mindlessly. He wasn't aware. And he didn't have any health problems, but he's like, wow, you know, I'm really overweight for someone who exercises regularly. And it's only a matter of time if you're overweight, on your way to obesity, if you're constantly gaining weight or consistently gaining weight every year, it's only a matter of time before you get that type 2 diabetes diagnosis or your first heart attack or cancer. It's only a matter of time, okay? And this is what happened. After I taught Todd how to track his nutrition and we calculated how, based on his body weight, body fat percentage, activity level, and age, how much he should be eating, he started getting results fast. In fact, within 2 weeks, he lost 7 pounds. He was already feeling better. All my clients report that. Within the first couple of weeks, they get results. And after committing to the program for 6 months, he lost 72 pounds. And just look, it's not just about the weight loss. That's a person who is now confident rocking Star Wars boxer briefs, okay? Whereas before, he was really trying to cover himself up. He's feeling on top of the world. That's what's possible once you make this shift. And this is a shift that works for everyone. So let's move into the next shift, which is work smart, not hard. So many of us, especially some of the women that I've spoken to, think that, well, I do boxing class on Mondays, Pilates on Tuesdays, Orange Theory on Wednesday. And, you know, they're doing like 4 or 5 classes a week, or working out, doing cardio 6 days a week, and then lifting weights after the cardio. Listen, you got to work smart, not hard. And that's what we're going to talk about. Now, look, this is what people say, or the gurus, you know, say. But the thing is, none of this, look, doing these things are better than sitting on your butt and doing no exercise. But we're not talking about what's better than sitting on your butt on the couch and not doing anything. We're talking about what is the fastest way to get the best results, and how do we do it in a time-efficient manner that gives us the best return on our investment for time? That's what we're talking about here. Because a lot of women, even when they get results, they end up looking like the woman on the left. They do a lot of cardio and they cut their calories too low and they end up like the woman on the left. And listen, I've been married for 6 years. My wife says, ooh, that photo, no woman wants to look like that. That is like what every woman wants to stay away from. Versus maybe you don't want to look exactly like the woman on the right because it's, you know, she's a bit muscular. But you want to look more like the one on the right than the one on the left. And so how do we do that? And before we talk about it is, I'm sure that's what you want. But what ends up happening, and the saddest thing that I see, is that so many women I know, they work hard and don't get results. Then they start to believe that being flabby and overweight is just part of being over 40. And they believe it's too late to get into great shape, have vibrant health, and live an extraordinary life. Now, I'm not talking about your kids or you know, having the great family that you probably have. I'm talking about your experience of life, you inside your own body. That's what I'm talking about. And the truth is, you don't have to kill yourself at the gym, but you've got to perform the right type of training. And if you don't do this, you're never going to get the results you want. And that's where most women are. Either they're working too hard and working too hard to keep the results and they can't keep it up, or they're not getting results at all. So what do we do? Well, resistance training is the key. Why? Because cardio only burns fat, but resistance training burns fat and builds lean muscle at the same time. It's a 2-for-1 deal. And the secret is you've got to perform resistance training where you're constantly pushing yourself to do more than what you did last time. Every time you go to the gym, you want to push yourself to do this. And this shift combined with the previous ones are the recipe for a lean tone and sexy body in record time. And so what's the solution here? Prioritize resistance training over cardio. Make sure you're doing your resistance training and hitting all the major muscle groups. And make sure you're doing full body workouts. And make sure you're focused on doing more than what you did last time, every time you show up to the gym. As I said before, resistance training is a 2-for-1 deal. It burns fat, but also builds muscle at the same time. You will not get that lean toned body without doing it. It is simply not going to happen. So you focus on full body resistance workouts where you're pushing yourself to do more than what you did last time. Then you add in some cardio. Now let's talk a little bit about doing more than what you did last time. This is really what's known as the principle of progressive overload in exercise science. Now it's super nerdy, this principle of progressive overload, super compensation. Why all the nerdy talk? Well, that's what scientists do who write textbooks. And it's not that marketing, it's not sexy marketing. That's why you probably never heard of these terms before. But I wanted to show you, if you do things right, you are getting stronger every workout. You work out, you get fatigue, maybe a little sore, but next time you come, you're doing more than what you did last time. This is what it should look like every single time you come to the gym. This is what it looks like. And if this isn't what's happening, then your workout isn't working. Okay. If you're lifting the same, if you're doing the same exercises, which is okay, but if you're lifting the same weight with the same reps over and over and over again with the same amount of sets, you are not making any progress. You are maintaining. You must work out in a way where you're constantly being able, constantly doing more than what you did last time if you want your body to change. And that's what celebrities do. That's what body transformation experts do. That's what I have my clients do. This is what everyone who's successful is doing. And oh, maybe they do cardio, all right? But they focus on strength. I mean, I just saw Jennifer Lopez in that new movie, and she was playing an exotic dancer, and she was on the exotic dancer pole, the stripper pole, if you will. She did some moves on there that only require strength. You can't get that from cardio. Jennifer Lopez is, love her or hate her, she is a strong, fit woman in her 50s and looks amazing because she focused on this. So the next shift here is that there's no perfect time. There are two reasons why you don't have the body you want right now. Really two reasons here. Number one is you're not following the right strategies, and that's what I've talked about. You've got to dig deep, see what's driving you to overeat and overdrink, or you know, be crazy busy, and you've got to start getting awareness of what you're eating and finding out exactly how much you should be eating. And you got to be doing the right types of exercise if you want a fast transformation. Getting it done, not in 5 years or 3 years or 6 months or 8 months. You've seen the results that I've showed you so far. How do you get it done quickly? This is what we're talking about. But the other thing is you've got to have the right mindset. And one of the things that I see that sabotages people so often is that they want the perfect situation. Here's the problem. People who make the changes, I mean, you think Halle Berry has the perfect situation? No, she makes the priority. It's not perfect, it's priorities. Same thing with Jennifer Lopez, same thing with my clients who I've showed you, same thing with me. Perfect just doesn't exist. It's a cop-out. And it isn't striving for excellence or self-improvement because it just doesn't exist. So if you've ever told yourself, you know what, I'll just stop for a while until things slow down. You are a perfectionist. You're suffering from perfectionism in this area. And I love what the researcher and author Brené Brown define, how she defines perfectionism. It's the self-destructive and addictive belief system that fuels this primary thought. If I look perfect and do everything perfectly, I can avoid or minimize the painful feelings of shame, judgment, and blame. And so you can always have this excuse, right? No, I'm just too busy. I can't do it. No, okay? That's the old way. As soon as things settle down, I'll start exercising and eating better. Next Monday, I'll start on my diet again. Tomorrow, I'll work out hard and make up for it all the days this week that I couldn't go to the gym. I'll put my job and or my kids and or my partner first just one more time, because this is life and that's what women are supposed to do. They sacrifice. I'm just doing my job. No, you're not. This is being stuck. This is stress. This leads to frustration, emotional eating, weight gain, and health issues. Let's talk about the new way. No one is coming to save me. No one will work out for me or eat the right things for me. No one will make my life easier, so it becomes easier to start to do these things. It's in my power to take responsibility for my behaviors and make the changes that I need in my life. I'll always commit to doing something, no matter how small, even when I'm super busy. I won't be that all or nothing person any longer. Instead of working hard and making up for missing workouts, I'll work out smart and do short, effective workouts that actually fit my busy schedule. I understand that taking care of myself is the best way to show up for my kids, my partner, and my work. Taking control of your health and body, it is the foundation for success in life. It's like if your body is a car, what you're doing in life, having kids, being a mom, being a career woman, that's where you're driving your car. But if you're not taking care of your car or making sure the alignment's good on your tires, making sure the oil's changed, making sure that you're using good quality gas, if you know, taking care of it, cleaning the car, if you're not doing that, then you're not going anywhere good, right? And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about taking care of your vehicle because that's what your body is. And let me show you a case study of this. This is Sarah, 40 years old, director of operations, single mother of two children, and former athlete who gained a lot of weight after a family tragedy. And she was following a restrictive diet and working out so intensely, she was getting injured literally every single week that she'd get back into the gym. So she was in this cycle where she'd be like, okay, I'm going to go hardcore. I'm going to get this handled. I'm going to be strict with my diet. I'm working out hard. And boom, she'd get injured. She'd have to stop. She'd stop her diet too because she was feeling sad that she got injured. And then once she healed, she'd get back in the gym and just repeat the cycle. And I told her, Sarah, this is crazy. No need to work this hard, okay? And once I put Sarah on the appropriate nutrition and workout program, she rapidly lost fat and no more injuries. And I just talked to Sarah 3 years later. She, and I'm going to show you her text to me. She even went through foot surgery during the time that we were working together. And in 12 months, she lost 100 pounds. That's an average of 25 pounds for every 3 months, you know, for every quarter, right? So that's what she was able to accomplish. And not only did she make this change in her body, but I'm going to share with you something that really lights me up inside. She is now engaged to be married. She said there was someone who was interested in her and she felt embarrassed about her body. She didn't want to go on any dates. And now she's doing it. Now she went on dates with this guy and now they're married. She's having this unbelievable relationship, the relationship she's always dreamed of. Look at the smile on her face. And she said she still wants to lose 40 pounds, but I'm not waiting to start my life anymore. I am so happy and live my life to the fullest at this weight. Okay, that is what it's about. It's not about the number on the scale sometimes. It's about our experience in life. And actually, I'm talking with her and she is probably going to end up working with me again and we'll help her get that last 40 pounds off. But the point is, this is what it's about. This is the success that I feel most people are looking for, but they don't know they're looking for. And the last thing is, if you want results like that, let's talk about the best way to get them. Everyone should have a mentor. Mentoring brings two things: ideas, like what you have now in your mind, and accountability. because if you didn't make it to this masterclass, you wouldn't have like, oh yeah, well, I've never thought about that. Why do I eat so much? Oh yeah, I do tend to do more cardio than lifting weights. And yeah, you know, I'm not doing full body workouts. I'm doing chest on Mondays, back on Tuesdays, legs on Wednesdays, you know, a workout from the 80s. And a good mentor will give you the great ideas and a great plan to follow. But what they really do is pull the best out of you and make sure you act. The accountability. Listen, I have coaches. I'm working with a coach right now in several different areas. And because a great mentor will also help you build awareness of the behaviors and mindset issues that are sabotaging your success and help you overcome them. And this is what makes the program so much more effective. And in my coaching program, I have people creating the body they want, upgrading their health, living an extraordinary life, getting married again after they thought they'd never get married again, getting a promotion, getting a raise. So many successes come from the clients that I work with that are outside the realm of the number on the scale or just fitting into clothes. And that's what really lights me up. Everyone wins once we make the shift and invest in mentoring. Now, that's the last shift. Let's briefly recap what we went over today. Choose courage over comfort. Step up and deal with the things in your life that you're not dealing with that are driving you to numb your negative emotions with food and or other things. Stop waiting for the perfect time. There is no perfect time. You must learn how to get in shape in the context of how your life is right now. And again, work out smart, not hard. We talked about that. It's the full body resistance training, not the bro splits training, you know, body parts on different days. And it's certainly not cardio. Track your food, develop awareness of what you're really doing. Track every little thing. You don't have to do it forever, but you got to do it enough so that you learn what you need to learn from it. And then lastly, if you're struggling with this, you invest in mentoring. It is the fastest way to get results. This is the exact formula I've used to help hundreds of women finally reclaim their health, transform their bodies, and live the life that they deserve. Now, here's the thing. Now it's time. If you've resonated with what I've been talking about and sharing with you so far, you've got a choice right now. And this is the invitation that I'm talking about. Again, there's nothing to buy here, but I do have a special invitation for you. Here's how I can help. I've set aside some time to speak with you in the next 72 hours about how you can apply these shifts in your life and get immediate results starting right away. Now, I've given you an overview, but the truth is how to put these into your life, it takes some tweaking. It takes some talking. It takes, okay, is this going to work or is that going to work? How many times can you work out per the week? How long do you have? Here's how you start tracking. Here's how you get started with it. So it needs to be individualized. Now, the cost of the call is absolutely free. I'm not charging for it. You don't have to even give me a deposit or anything like that. And let me tell you something. Whatever your biggest challenges are, I've seen it all and know how to shift you past it. Okay, no matter what you think is holding you back, I can help you shift past it. However, there is a catch. It's not for everyone. And I can't help everyone, to be honest. There are people who I have been able to, I've worked with and for, you know, because they weren't ready. So I need someone who's really fully open to changing your current approach and possess the courage to embrace a faster, smarter way to transform your health, body, and life. Are you that person? And are you ready to do it now? I don't want to talk to you if you're someone who's like, well, next year, I think it'll be better. Maybe waiting for new year, new you to come. No, people who make New Year's resolutions don't stick with them. They drop out in the first month. I want a person who's ready to do it right now. No more perfect time. There's never a perfect time. Actually, there is a perfect time. It was yesterday. It was last year. It was 5 years ago. The next perfect time is right now. So are you ready to make you a priority in your life? If that's you, I want you to book a session. Here's what we'll do. On the call, I'm going to help you get total clarity about what exactly your body health and lifestyle, what exactly you want it to look like, as well as the exact steps you should take to get the results faster than you ever thought possible. And if you want us to help you, and if we think it's a good fit, we may invite you to be part of our coaching program. Now, if we work together, I'm going to put you through the same program that we put Todd through, that we put Sarah through, that we put Deanne through, that we put Karen through, that we put Bozzy through all the women and, you know, men too. Well, I work with both 50-50 with both men and women. I put them through the same successful program. I'll put you through the same successful program if I feel that you're right. And it's designed to get you results. So I want to tell you a secret. When you buy a diet book, nobody cares if you follow it or not. You've spent the money. They've got your money. They don't care. I mean, hopefully they do care, right? But what I'm saying is, in my coaching program, I expect you to make results. And I only want people who are really ready to step up and get results. And if I don't feel like you're that person, I won't invite you into the program. But I will still help you on the call. So if that resonates with you, I want you to go to legendarylifeprogram.com/apply. And I want to tell you something. If you're saying, you know what, and now this is only for people who resonate. If you're here, you're like, no, I don't really, none of this speaks to me. Then, you know what to do. You know, I appreciate that you watch this. I hope it helps you. But if you're the person who's like, you know what, this really resonates with me. Maybe it'll work. Maybe this is the thing that I've been looking for. But, you know, maybe I'll just sign up for the call tomorrow. No, that's part of the problem. Stop putting yourself off. Go to legendarylifeprogram.com/apply and book the call now. The spaces are limited. And if you leave this webinar, you're going to forget. We're all busy. So if you're really ready, if you're truly ready, you say, you know what, I'm committed. I'm ready to take action now. I want you to make this. I want you to click on the link or type in legendarylifeprogram.com/apply now. Listen, if you're not right for the program, it's fine. I'm happy to help you on the call. But I can't do the work for you. I can't schedule the call for you. You've got to step up and you've got to take action. In fact, this is the first part, is taking action now with this opportunity that's right in front of you. And the last thing I want to say is that we've talked a lot about losing fat and nutrition and workouts and sexy lean bodies. I think that's okay. I think there's nothing wrong with wanting to look better, wanting less body fat, wanting to fit in better clothes. I like the way I look right now. Actually, I'll tell you something. I feel a little, you know, I look great without my shirt on. When I was a bit bigger, I kind of felt a little better, to be honest. But but when I'm without my shirt on, I feel so good about myself now. Whereas before, I felt like a fat fitness professional. And when I hear from my clients, when they start to change, their confidence levels skyrocket. They start dating again. Their relationships with their husbands get better. The relationships with their kids get better. They start to experience life on a whole new level. And that is what we're really talking about here. And that is what I'm excited about. So if that's you, go to legendarylifeprogram.com/apply. And I am looking forward to speaking with you.